The teams are in. It's time for Team List Tuesday for Signet. Power every moment with a Signet power bank.
Okay, I love this. I love the fact that for Anzac Day, we've got a game in New Zealand. I don't know why it's taken us so long, but we do. And it's the Warriors taking on the Gold Coast Titans. Go Media Stadium. It is going to be pumping. Absolutely pumping there. 2 p.m. is the kickoff time. As far as team news is concerned, Warriors fans, Sean Johnson has been named. So he has been named. Will he play? That's the big question. Dylan Walker comes onto the bench. And the young debutant, Zion Maiua, he's going to debut on the bench. So good luck to Zion. For the Gold Coast Titans, no changes. They're pretty much 1-17. We thought perhaps Phil Sami would come back and Keenan Palacia may come back, but they remain sidelined. So they are 1-17. They have named Fifita to start. He started on the bench last week, so we'll see how that plays out.
Ain't broke, don't fix it. He's doing well.
Yes. Who's that, sorry?
Fifita.
He's doing all right?
Off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Michelle. You take us through this big clash, Michelle. St. George Illawarra Dragons take on the Roosters. But to set the scene, 4:05, we'll have a watch party here for that one. We're calling the Melbourne Storm versus South Sydney Rabbitohs. But this is one of the great Anzac Day memories.
Trains, our Fittler.
Puts on the step, goes right through, puts on the step again. Oh, go Freddie. That was magnificent stuff. Well, age shall not weary them. Freddie Fittler scores on Anzac Day. Brilliant try. Off the big left, up it again, and over to score. What an appropriate try.
Great memories. Okay, changes. Well, there's no changes to the Dragons side that obviously got the job done against the Warriors. Jack Bird is listed among the reserves. He's looking to return from that head knock. For the Roosters, Dom Young and Sam Walker. Dom from suspension, Sam Walker concussion protocol. They return in a boost for the Roosters. Joseph Swalihi goes back to the centre. Michael Jennings drops to 18th man. Connor Watson reverts to the bench after two games at halfback. And Zach Docker-Clay drops off the bench.
Alrighty, the Melbourne Storm take on the Rabbitohs tourist. We've got the call on SEN League, as we said. 7:50 p.m. Thursday night. Looking forward to this on Anzac Day. They have never, ever won in about 18 attempts, South Sydney, down in Melbourne. That is a fascinating number. One of the crappest of crap stats you'll ever hear. The Bunnies, what have they done? They're off the bye.
Well, they've got some big returns. They've made some changes. So Damien Cook, he has been recalled. So he will start at hooker. Peter Mamazoulas is going to the bench. Jai Arrow is also back from injury, so that shoulder injury thought was going to be out for potentially the whole season. He is back, which is huge for them. And Cameron Murray, he's completed the concussion protocol, so he's in a lock. Big returns. Only can be good things for the Rabbitohs. I know they weren't performing well at the start of the year, but a game like this on Anzac Day, you have to assume they're going to show up. No Tavita Totola, he's out with a foot injury, so Shaq Mitchell is into the starting side, and Jacob Gagai comes onto the wing for Tyron Munro. For the Storm, however, no changes. Played well last week. Nelson will start, apparently. Christian Welsh off the bench, but that could change come kickoff.
Well done, tourists. Manly take on Parramatta. There's only one way to set this match up.
So here we go again. Manly and Parra. Parra's well ahead, but the gap starts to narrow. Manly's coming back. Seems like they're built out of steel. How do you feel? You thump them, bump them, pick them up and dump them. Manly's coming back. Russia keeps on coming. Just goes to show what an eagle can do to an eel. How do you feel? Manly's coming back. A good trial to it. Up goes the bomb. Too bad they blew it. The eel see a chance and latch on to it. Just emotion comes sliding in. And all the crowd begins to sing.
Okay, there you go. That's the only song we could play, isn't it? And you know all the words, tourist.
Oh, I've been in the country 2 years and I know that song already.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Maybe that needs to be on the...
Maybe you need to change your Spotify or something.
On the citizenship. Maybe that needs to be on that. Okay, let's go through this. The Seagulls back at Four Pines. They are a mighty handful there. Josh Alloye is back from suspension. And that was, of course, for taking out Sean Johnson over there in that draw game they had. Matt Lodge, who you said was very good last week, Michelle, he goes back to the Judy Dench. Aaron Woods to 18th man. Nathan Brown, with his knee concern, is back to take on the Old Firm. For Parramatta, now this, I think this is no coincidence. There's been talk around Canberra wanting to get their hands on this young fellow, Ethan Sanders.
Of course it's not a coincidence.
And then all of a sudden,
Fogarty's out.
Ethan Sanders is making his debut in the halves. In the halves. So they'll test him out to see how that plays out. So he's going to make his debut at 5'8". I'd say that's probably halfback though, wouldn't it? Dylan Brown will probably play 5'8". Dejan Arzi is the man who misses out. Mike Acevo has been recalled on the wing. So Sean Russell is out and there's three new faces on the bench. Kelmel Talangi, Brendan Hands and Makahesi Makator. Where Blaise Talangi, there was a bit of a tip for Blaise Talangi that he might be in the mix for fullback because there's a knee concern for Clint Gutherson. But as it stands at this present moment, Blaise Talangi's in jersey number 22, Clint Gutherson in the number one jumper. Massive game for both teams there at Four Pines Park. West Tigers take on the Broncos, Michelle, 5:30 at Campbelltown Sports Stadium.
Yes, and for the West Tigers, rugby union convert Solomon Alamalo. He'll make his NRL debut as an injury replacement for Junior Tupo on the wing. There's a change in the forwards as well, with Fanua Pole dropping back to the bench and John Bateman switching from second row to lock. Sam Fainu comes in to start on the edge for the Broncos. Well, bad timing for the Tigers. Ricky Stewart was grinning when he saw this. Three big ins for coach Kevin Walters, with star prop Payne Haas back from 5 weeks with that knee injury. Adam Reynolds, the skipper, returning from a hamstring issue, and back rower Brendan Piakura, the ankle issue. They're all back on deck. But there's two major outs as well. 5'8" Ezra Mam and strike centre Selwyn Cobbo, not named. Jock Madden moves from the halfback to the number six to cover for Mam, while the return of Dean Mariner from a back injury fills the void in the back line, with Jethy Arthur switching from the wing to centre.
Wow, no Cobbo, no Mam. Mm.
But there's still three other big names there that I wouldn't mind having.
Absolutely. Payne Haas, as you say, he's back. Adam Reynolds is back. They just can't. It's like Hungry Hippo at the moment for Kevy, isn't it? He just can't keep them all there. They're always bouncing around. Righto, tourist, take us to the Cowboys and the Panthers. Not forgetting 1998. Cowboys are taking on the Panthers. Panthers are leading 26-0. Cowboys at the time come over the top of them for one of the greatest comebacks you'll see in National Rugby League history. This one, Queensland Countryback Stadium. Is there a big number seven there back in the team?
There is a big number seven back in the team. Had to scroll up the page slightly to see, just to double check. Battle of the two most handsome coaches in the NRL, of course. Todd Payton versus Ivan Cleary. Okay. the Cowboys, no major changes. Jason Tamalolo is being replaced by Griffin Neem, a starting prop. And Jack Gazowski is out of the 17, with Thomas McKaylee as the new face on the bench. For the Panthers, Nathan Cleary, he is returning for this game. First game since round three, which means Schneider drops out. Dylan Edwards has been named despite coming off a few minutes early against the Tigers. And Taylan May is back from his personal reasons. He was dropped last week.
Yes.
So Taylan May is back for the Panthers.
I think it might have been because he was too sore to play with that tattoo.
Oh, you think so? Around his neck.
Huge tattoo that you can't miss.
So Alamotti's out. Alamotti's jersey number 19.
Is that Panthers full strength now?
Just Clary about. Back? Just about. Sorensen came back last week. Yeah, Fisher-Harris is back. That's just about it, I think. So there you go there. We've got the Dolphins taking the Knights. Now, Tourist asks us on the text. He says, oh, have we got any sort of Teamless Tuesday requests? And I said, oh, mate, I don't know what you're going to do with the Dolphins or the Knights. Not a big history between the two. He said, leave it with me. That's what he's come up with.
It's a bit sad, isn't it? Like, the old Fox, he's won seven premierships. He's coached for 30 years. And I ain't ever publicly bag Wayne or anyone, and then he comes and has a shot at me. Like, you just don't need to. I don't think he needs to debate like that myself, but the reality is, Baz, is when Wayne came to town, if he thought with his big head rather than his little head, I wouldn't have had to rebuild the joint.
Remember that one?
I remember it. You guys often do that.
What?
Don't you?
What do we do?
Think with your little head, not your big head.
Oh, come on. Right.
We have some respect on the show.
You guys is in the whole male population, is that what you're saying?
Just generalisation.
Dolphins and the Knights. Yes. Having coached at both teams. He didn't coach last week though, Michelle.
He didn't
get there in the end, did he, Wayne?
They didn't need him.
No, has he been dropped? Is he on the team sheet?
We better check that.
Let's check this. Yeah, Wayne Bennett's back in.
Too hot for him in Darwin.
Wayne Bennett's back in. Well, I wonder if that's a concern for them, because Wayne Bennett did say at the start of the year that it's the fittest team he's just about had. So I wonder whether that's what got him over the line in Darwin. And because of the oppressive heat, is that going to affect them against the Newcastle Knights, who have a debutant? So David Armstrong, all the best to him. He's been named to take over at fullback. Obviously, Caelan Ponga's long-term foot injury is a concern. Dane Gagai returns from a week out with a calf injury. And he's the new captain. Jed Cartwright takes the bench spot, which has been vacated by Jack Hetherington's suspension. For the Dolphins, only the one change from the 17 who won big over the Parramatta Eels. Kurt Donoghue's returned from suspension on the bench, bumping Sean O'Sullivan back to the reserves. Trey Fuller keeps his spot at fullback, and Jared Wallace is set to miss out on a spot once again.
Conspiracy theory. Mm. Wayne Bennett, ill, bit of an upset stomach perhaps maybe last week, finally getting over it. Our very own Michelle Bishop, she was unwell.
Where are we going with this?
I'm just trying to see if the timelines match up, and then we'll move on
from there.
I didn't
say he was a good sort, coach.
He's done all right, Wayne. Don't you worry about that. Raiders of the Sharkies, Michelle. Good, the Sharks have a horrid record against the Raiders. This one's at Geelong Stadium. There is no Fogarty. We know that, but who's wearing the seven jumper?
Okay, so let's start from the top. So after losing out to the starting spot to Ethan Strange through the first 7 weeks, this is pretty big news, guys. KO Weeks now gets the chance to partner him in the halves after being called in to replace the injured Jamal Fogarty, obviously with the bicep. Now, Simi Sasagi is named to start in the second row after being a late addition to the run-on side last week. And, of course, Chevy Stewart keeps the job at fullback. Now for the Sharks, with Braden Trindle now out, not selected for obvious reasons, Daniel Atkinson will partner Nicho Hynes in the halves, while Sione Katoa returns from suspension on the wing and bumps last week's try-scoring rookie Sam Stonestreet out of the 17. No other changes for the competition leaders.
Okay, there you go. What a game this is going to be. Daniel Atkinson, fine young player, gets his chance. They've been getting some chances, these youngsters from the Sharks, in recent weeks. Cale Iro, Sam Stonestreet. Now Atkinson gets a chance to start in the side. Just on the absence of Jamal Fogarty, he leads the competition in kick metres. So he's averaging almost 600 kick metres per match, which is easily the best. And what that says is they're pretty much only using him. As a result of that, Ethan Strange kicks for maybe 35, 40 metres a match, and KO Weeks in the reserve grade this year is kicking for only 40 or 50. So what that tells us is that neither of those are halfbacks, and neither of them boast kicking games. So I've got great concern. I know that Trindle's out, and we know the reasons why for that. Daniel Atkinson comes in. I think Fogarty's a massive out, Michelle.
Oh, he's huge. I'm concerned as a Raiders fan moving forward, especially the length of time with a bicep.
Can I ask, with this Raiders side, other than maybe Tarpany, is this going to easily be the youngest 17 we'll see the season so far? When you see the likes of Ethan Strange and Xavier Savage, Chevy Stewart, KO Weeks, Morgan Smithies isn't too old. This is a young team.
I would say tourists, more to the point. The back line would be one of the least experienced sides we've almost ever seen. Chevy Stewart, who's 18. James Schiller, new to first grade. Matty Timmercall's only been around for a couple of years. Sebastian Chris hasn't played a heap of NRL. Xavier Savage is a kid. But Ethan Strange is a kid. And KO Weeks.
And even when you're looking at likes of Hudson Young, and that you think they're older players, yeah, and they are, but they've just been playing for such a long time.
I reckon that is the most inexperienced back line we've seen for a long time.
21, 22? Yep.
I'd be fascinated to count the games between them. There wouldn't be much at all between the back line of the Canberra Raiders, but they're tough to beat in the nation's capital. We know that for sure. Emre Guler still fails to get a start in the side. See, I was just wondering the other day, Michelle, where obviously Canberra, if this doesn't work out this week, they're in desperate need for a half. They are surplus for halves at the Melbourne Storm with Jerome Hughes and Munster back playing. You've got Troy Pezzett there. Oh, sorry, Jonah Pezzett. Troy's
well,
the dad.
I've actually talked to that about that before. I mean, what a dilemma for him. Does he stay in a system where he stays behind good players for how long, or does he get out and make a name for himself?
But even young Wishart, who's there as well, Melbourne Storm it appears they would love an extra middle forward. So you've got someone like Emre Guler, who they're not using. Pasami Sorlo's sort of been on that bench position. Trey Mooney's up and about. Adam Mariotta. So they do have depth in that front row position. I just wonder whether there would be a consideration for a swap.
Mm. Well, it's plain as a nose on your face, really. The Trey Mooney situation, I'm surprised he hasn't, because he would have played NRL first grade, played NRL, a dozen games up till now if he was at another club. They just haven't been able to.
No. 1300 01 1170, that's exactly right, is the way to have your say, or text 0457 736 736. Did this one come through, Michelle? We're getting a stack of texts, which is fantastic, so keep them coming through. Where was the one around Siwa Wong? Said, Joel and Bish, can you enlighten me what's happening with Siwa Wong? Is Siwa Wong in the side? That's the question. Siwa Wong. No. Siwa Wong. Yes. Siwa Wong's on the extended bench. Yeah, number 19. I'm not quite sure what's happening there. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, or text 0457 736 736. Teamless Tuesday, thanks to Signet. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected.